Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. There's a saying that the stability of a nation begins with the stability of its foundations, its soil, its water, its faith in what holds. Today we go beneath those foundations, literally, to reveal a framework that unites engineering, law, and diplomacy around a single truth. Hydropower is only as strong as its stewardship. This episode examines a universal framework for sediment, scour, and internal erosion risk in hydroelectric dams. A doctrine born from systems modeling, legal foresight, and the conviction that what is foreseeable is also preventable. Because when nations choose to see what lies beneath, they do more than protect infrastructure. They preserve their future. Now, around the world, more than 60,000 dams hold back the pulse of civilization. They store our energy, irrigate our crops, and stabilize our economies. Yet the truth is sobering. The same forces that sustain life, sediment, pressure, and flow, also work tirelessly to erode it. For decades, our institutions, U.S. ACE, ICOLD, and the United Nations Framework Classification, have each addressed parts of this equation, sedimentation, scour, and internal erosion, but never together until now. The universal framework unites them all. It bridges law of physics with the law of duty, transforming dam safety from aspiration into enforceable stewardship. For the first time, any nation, any dam can be measured by the same equations, the same thresholds, the same proof of care. Because when science and conscience align, prevention becomes a shared language. At the heart of this work is the Medog Power Station, perched along the Yarlung Tsangpo, one of the most volatile rivers on Earth. High relief, deep valleys, and relentless monsoon load make it both a perfect laboratory and a perfect warning. Monte Carlo simulations revealed that without intervention, Medog's factor of safety declines from 1.5 to nearly 1.2 within 20 years of commissioning. That's not speculation. It's physics, validated by real-world precedent. Three Gorges, Jinping II, and Aswan each followed the same decay path. Sediment delta buildup, downstream scour, and subsurface piping. Each was foreseeable. Each carried a cost. But the universal framework doesn't stop at diagnosis. It prescribes redemption through design. In the same way that stewardship restores the land, intervention restores stability. Through mycogenesis soil corridors and adaptive engineering, grouting, drainage galleries, and tailwater modulation, the framework demonstrates service life extensions of up to a decade and cost savings exceeding $230 to $400 million. That's not just economic efficiency. It's moral efficiency. Every year gained, every failure prevented, is an act of responsibility to generations who will depend on these waters long after us. It's a reminder that stewardship isn't ownership. It's the awareness that what you hold belongs to someone else. This framework embodies that. Science as stewardship, data as duty, and care as law. Legally, the framework breaks new ground. It translates foreseeability into a duty of care, bridging engineering data into binding legal accountability under doctrines like Trail Smelter and Gajikova Nadia Marash. In plain terms, once a risk is measurable, ignorance is no longer a defense. This is what Harvard law scholars call constructive notice, the moment when scientific knowledge becomes a legal obligation. The framework formalizes that bridge, giving policymakers and operators alike a clear path of from risk awareness to verified compliance. Accompanying it is the Dam Safety Telemetry System, DSTS, a full-stack open-source architecture that brings all of this into the real world. Built on blockchain, verified through any nation protocol, it ensures that every sensor reading, every model, and every mitigation is recorded, authenticated, and if necessary, auditable in court or before the world. This is the doctrine of verification. Truth preserved through design. The Universal Framework is more than a dissertation. It's a blueprint for hydro diplomacy, the use of shared verification to prevent shared collapse. It offers nations a peaceful alternative to suspicion. Data without disclosure, verification without surveillance. It transforms hydropower from a potential flashpoint into a platform for cooperation. Imagine a network of nations, China, India, Bangladesh, and beyond, linked through transparent telemetry, bound not by politics, but by physics and proof. That's not idealism. That's infrastructure diplomacy, designed for the 21st century. So here's the truth. Dams, like nations, are not weakened by pressure. They're weakened by neglect. And when systems begin to fail, silence is not stewardship. It's surrender. But there's another way. Through reproducible data, lawful accountability, and shared verifications, nations can move from crisis to cooperation, turning the law of decay into the law of renewal. The universal framework stands as both a warning and invitation. Proof that foresight, when coupled with faith, can preserve what power alone cannot do. And as always, here on the white paper, we believe truth is not a burden. It's a responsibility. I'm Nick Lindecker. This is the white paper. And this is the beginning of the doctrine of verification.